last paragraph of the Tzemes. That's what I think. Rabbi Kleinman, am I there? Yeah, that's what I thought. It's brought in his name. Anything the Chazal said you have to do, you had to keep it up to Pekuach Nefesh. Anything that's written in the Shulchan Aruch, everybody has to keep. If you don't keep it, you're called an Avayan, meaning somebody that doesn't keep the Torah. And if a guy is mizalzel always and doesn't care to keep it, right? If somebody denies one halacha of the Torah, he has no chelik in Olam Haba.
If it says, like,
I have Adam, Hashem, Hashem,
Hashem,
so what are you trying to say?
That's the thing. The
Rosh of
whatever it says.
Chayiv, you're mechayiv to do. Apikuch Nefesh. Apikuch Nefesh doesn't mean with Pikuch Nefesh. It means besides Pikuch Nefesh. Apikuch Nefesh doesn't mean you give away your life for doing Shnaimek of Echad Targum. But it means to say no excuses except Pikuch Nefesh.
Up until.
Not inclusive. I mean, you violate Shabbos for Pekuach Nefesh, which is more than being Mashlem Parshiyos of a Matzib, and not that I'm belittling one, right? Ad Pekuach Nefesh does not mean Ad Beklau. It means up to, no excuses accepted. That's what it means.
Shulchan Aruch says you make kiddush on their little finger schnapps.
The Taz says you can.
Taz.
No, when he says Shulchan Aruch here, the Gra argues in the Shulchan Aruch many times.
What does he mean?
He means halacha. Whatever you paskin in the halacha. Not one person makes it up. Somebody who's capable of paskining halacha, right? The Gra can argue in the Shulchan Aruch. Just like Margaretin would be an idiot, right? If he argued in the Shulchan Aruch.
You have pointed out for centuries that
there is
something to do. Correct. There is a movement of the
clock. Correct. Okay, that's fine. That's what's in the guidelines of halacha, meaning the clock can decide which sheet to tapaska like. The clock does not decide not to keep halacha. The clock decides which sheet in halacha to go by.
At the risk of using an abysmal word which has been generated, crowdsourcing.
Again. The customer of any item. People that are conveying themselves to play cards. Right? This is the Rabbeinu Yoina brought in Reishis Chachma. In my eyes, it's worse than other Averis. He calls Shai Averis in Yechta Lepisha. Any other Averi, you do it once in a while. Pisaim, he told you it's right. Right? The Yedari got a hold of him suddenly. So like some years Hashem upon him. And he didn't resist. Ein einche kolkach. Not so terrible in as far as punishment's concerned. He violated the Torah. He has to do tshuva. He's not belittling the Avera. Guy who parks himself for hours or sometimes all day. But Yisro Hashem negdai. Hashem plays no role in his life. And never during the day does he remind himself, what am I doing here? And he plays and he stands and angers Hashem. And I'm embarrassed in Hashem's greatness. He forgets the Rabbani Shalom. He spends a whole day and the Rabbani Shalom is not a factor.
Pickleball.
Harehu, it depends. If a guy plays pickleball for a little bit, that's fine. He's talking about a guy who parks himself. Now is time. You know, we did Rabbeinu Shlom this morning. We had him in mind by davening. We did it. We even learned a little bit, a few minutes every day, which is wonderful. Givaldi created the Matera. And now we decided, like, today.
90-minute Jew, Shachris Minchamara.
Exactly. Or even more than a 90-minute Jew. Hashem doesn't punish katleitzim. We who claim from the divrei chazal, varuzduki. That's how the shayin rabbeinu yayna. Okay, we will stop here. We'll see you next time tomorrow.
Although someone who does something at the same time every day is referred to as tamid.
Good. I'm reading rabbeinu yayna. You know what I mean? I'm not writing my haggadahs on rabbeinu yayna.
First of all, rabbeinu usually pretty strict on things. Other, that was called a fearless.
Okay. We are up to Lamed Chesem and Aleph, Tana Rabbanan. That's what I think we're up to. Where is Tana Rabbanan? That's a good question. I mean, it's a little bit past the middle of the page, in the middle of a line, Tana Rabbanan. Yesterday we did that a woman cannot be Mekasha more. I never thanked you, Menashe, for sponsoring my test for my school. Thank you very much. So I noticed it. You know, I don't usually look at the sponsors of the test. I happened to notice it as I was grading a test. Tana Rabbanan. Yes, Raya Meya Yoim. Yesterday we learned about a woman can't have Kishui more than 150 days without becoming a Zava. She becomes a Nida, we said, but she doesn't become a Zava because it's 2 and 7 and 2. And then 50 days of Kishrei and 80 days of birth, and then another 2. It ended up being 150 days.
Rabbi Margaretman?
Yes?
You actually never finished the two dots. You stopped a couple liners.
I didn't say I'm at the two dots. I said I'm way before the two dots.
Tanarabana.
I'm a Tanarabana. I'm in fact 5 lines before the two dots. Tanarabana. Yes, Raya Meyayim, Vein Ziva Ilabahem. There's a woman that sees for 100 days, I'm sorry, without Kushi, no labor pain. This is a woman that goes 100 days without labor pain, without seeing blood, every day, and not becoming a Zava. For 100 days, she sees blood, no labor pain. So, basically, what she did is just eliminated 50 days of labor pain. Right? And she doesn't become a Zava. How is that possible? Very simple. Keta. Shnayim b'loyes. She saw the end of the 11 days. Right? She saw 10 and 11, which is 17 and 18 of the cycle. And then, shivanida. She became an Ida. Shnayim shalachra anida. Then she saw 2, day 8 and 9, right, after Nida. She's not a Zava. Then she gave birth without labor, without days of labor pain. Ushmainim Shonakeva. She has 80 days of birth. So she had 2, 7, and 2 is 11. Now she has 80. That's 91 days. She's bled every day. She's not a Zava. She was Tamei. She was Tamei as a Nida. She was Tamei as a Yeledes. She was Tamei as a Shemarish Yom. She had all kinds of Tumma, but she never became a Zava. The Shiva Nida, then after the 80 days, she had 7 days of Nida. She saw on day 81, which is day 92, right? Ushnayim Shalachar Nida makes it 100. Again, 2 and 7 is 9, and 2 is 11. Plus 80 is 91, plus 7 is 98, plus 2 is 100. She didn't become a Zava 100 days consecutive of seeing blood, no labor pain. The difference between this price and the last price is the 50 days of labor pain. There, Rameyer said 150. He added 50 days of labor pain that took the 100 and made it 150. This time, we had subtracted the labor pain, this price. So you have the same count. It works the same way.
80, there's a 7 after the 80 and then 2?
Yeah, because the 7 is Nida. After the 80, the first thing is Nida. Again, we're not saying she's not Tamei. This lady spent a lot of time Tamei, but not Zava. She never needed Shiva Nikiyam. But Michael Maslow, what's the Kiddush? Right? I mean, we can figure this out on our own. Rafuki Mimandama, Yevshala Psychas are Kevabloidam. Kamashmulan, the Evshala Psychas are Kevabloidam. It's come to tell me that She gave birth without blood. Meaning, Rashi's going to explain how in the world do we see that in this 100 days. Let's do Rashi. He does a much better job of explaining than I do. Rashi is in the fourth middle line. Yes, Raya, Beloy Kisui. Kamash Malad, the Efshel L'Psichus HaKever Beloy Dam.
So,
the fourth middle line. There's lateral lines, there's middle lines, there's wide lines. I'm in the fourth middle line. Yes, Raya.
Yeah.
Beloy Kushi. Kamash Malad, the Efshel L'Psichus HaKever Beloy Dam. Why? So, Trashy, how in the world do you see this? Yeah, Baruch Meshem. The Eloy Efshel. Remember here, the way we have it here, it's 2, 7, and then 2. And then she gave birth, right? Now, she gave birth on day 3 of that, again, 2, 7, and 2. The next day she gave birth. If Psichus HaKever would have blood, would have to have blood, then she gave birth the next day. The Havale Yoyim laid the Shlishi. Okay, let's step back for a second. A woman gives birth to Sameach Leida. What happens if a woman starts bleeding without labor pain? One morning, she wakes up and she's bleeding. No labor pain. She's pregnant. She's full-term pregnancy, but she has no labor. The baby that, one second. The same day she gives birth, but she bled in the morning. That blood was tamei before she gave birth. I'm going to show you the difference in a second. By nafkamina, she became tamei at birth anyway, right? The nafkamina is as follows. If that's day 3 of Zivus, meaning this woman saw 2 and 7, and then another 2, and then on the next day, which is would be day 3 of Zivus, she saw in the morning when her womb opened up, Psichus HaKever. The baby doesn't come out the second of Psichus HaKever. The baby can come out an hour or two later. Meanwhile, she opened up. Her cervix opened up. That's Psichus HaKever. So it opens up. The minute she has Psichus HaKever, she has blood. And there's no kushi, no labor pain. Regular blood. She's a zava. Before she gave birth, she became a Zava. Because that blood that came out as a pre-birth is not Dam Leda.
So it's like the soldiers, as you said before.
If she has labor pain. That was always labor pain with the soldiers. This woman did not have any soldiers.
The labor pain was the soldiers, not the blood?
Well, again, the labor pain accompanied by blood. That was a sign of an impending Leda. This woman bled the day before, the day before, the day before, the day before. She's been bleeding for 11 days. I hope not constantly. But she's seen blood over 11 days. And now she sees blood on day 12 in the morning. She's a Zava. Happens to be 2 hours later, she gives birth. But that blood that she saw beforehand was not Dam Kuchi.
Well, because there's no labor.
There's no labor. So she became a Zava. Now, that's only true.
But if labor you can have a baby, she'd deliver a baby without labor.
That's what it's saying. This is what happened to this woman. There was no, this 100 days is a woman that had no labor pain. I'll let the doctor explain medically how it works in a second. I just want to finish this. Right, 100 days, no labor, the Gemara said. Kasha namaisa, why no labor? But she had no labor.
Labor pain.
Labor pain, exactly. And therefore, halachically, there is nothing to be patar her blood. Now, if it's EF, so the psychos are never bled out. That means before she gave birth, she bled. Because the kever, the womb, opens up before the baby comes out. And then she bleeds. But if you hold absolute psychos are kever bled out, this woman saw nothing on day 3, day 12, till the baby came out. And therefore, there was never dam beforehand. She didn't become a zava. So the only way this woman can go 100 days without becoming a Zava, is that there was no blood pre-Leda that day. And that only can happen if you hold that the Kever can open up without blood. That's the raya from this brisa. That since the brisa says in 100 days she didn't become a zava, that the brisa is telling me this woman can give birth without any pre-blood that came that day.
What pain?
Well, that's for sure there was no pain because we're talking about no kuchi. But if there would be blood, it could be turned into a zava because there is no pain. Rashi. I want to read that Rashi again. Kamashma and the Epshel Pichas are never blowed up. Okay, I am in the last middle line. The Eloi Epshel, having a Zadda Kshilda, she would be a Zadda when she gave birth. Acher Shnayim, Shalachar Nida. This is 2 days after Nida. The Avala Yoim Lay, the Shlishi. We have a Chad Yekoidim Lay, the Pichas are never. If she would see pre-birth when the womb opens up, Hari Zadda, Hayo Beloi Kushi Rasa, there was no labor pain. Yes, doctor.
Actually, you addressed this in these last couple of times, because I think part of the problem, the reason behind the question, is we're using, and I should be the last person to define Hebrew or Aramaic, but we have been using the word kushi to mean both labor and labor pain. Now, there is no woman who can deliver a child without labor, because that's definitional. That's like a three-sided triangle. Labor is the process of giving birth. Labor pain.
Right, okay. So kushi really means labor pain. Correct.
I know of at least two women who have delivered children pretty much immediately that all of a sudden they feel a bit weird and then bang, there's a kid on the floor.
I know Chava, before she did the chet, before the chet Eitz Hadas, also delivered without pain.
Immediately after intercourse.
And right, immediately after she had a relationship, correct, the same day.
Is my correct?
Yes.
I apologize. Did we do the last Rashi yesterday, starting from Kate Rosh Hashanah?
What?
I'm under the impression that we skipped the last Rashi from yesterday.
I don't think so. I ended early. I wouldn't have ended early without doing the Rashi. Again, that's my chazaka, but I can't tell you facts because I have no recollection.
I usually mark up the Rashi we did and start at the middle of the Rashi from the Kate Rasa Beis below. I don't think we did those.
I can't imagine that I didn't do it. That long, Rashi? Can't imagine that I didn't do it. I can't imagine that I didn't do it. I went through the 150 days.
But then you didn't sign.
What? If it's going to make you happy, I'll read it again. You know, I mean, I'll tell you what, I'll do it right at the end of the day. I don't want to go back now, then I have to go through the whole sugya again. So I think of my writer. Rabbi Yehuda Imedaya Chacha. That's what the Mishnah said. Rabbi Yehuda said labor can only be the ninth month. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Imedaya Chacha. Rabbi Yehuda Imedaya Chacha. But yes, Bedava Lahaka Lahachmer. That has in it.
9 months, 7 months
as well. But we'll learn. I'll tell you what, you're right. Let's put that to the side, because if not, we're going to get confused 50 times.
Rabbi Wiener translates as her month of childbirth.
Fine. Thank you very much. Again, I will still say 9 months, because that's what most women have, and it just makes it easier for me. That's all. Daya Chacha. Tanya, Yudai Mishim Rabtar from Daya Chacha. V'yesh B'davar L'Hakal L'Lachmer. That comes with a kul and a chumra. Ketzad. Kasha Shishnayim B'Sreif Shmini. This woman had labor pain the last 2 days of 8th month. And by the way, 8th month of her pregnancy. The echad betchilas chi. Now, I'll take that back. I'm sorry. 2 days at the end of the 8th month and 1 day at the beginning of the 9th month. Right? Vafilim betchilas chi yolda, even if she gave birth the 2nd day of the 9th month, and she had labor pain 3 days in a row. This last 2 days of the 8th month, and 1 day in the 9th month. Harizuya letters besides. The 2 days in the 8th month don't count for halacha, because Rabbi Yehuda says labor pain can only be tahor in the 9th month. The 2 days she had in the 8th month that she had labor pain, halacha is not considered labor pain. In fact, she did suffer. She had pain. But it didn't count on halacha as labor pain. Because if you just said labor pain can only be counted in halacha during the 9th month. And that was during the eighth month.
Therefore,
she's a zava. She has 3 days of blood.
Were they very calculated in their duty?
But I tell you what, give the Gemara 10 lines. Give the Gemara 10 lines. Again, she had 2 days of, 3 days of kisui doesn't make her a zava. But she only had 1 day, right? And then she gave birth, so she's a lettuce bezoiv. Let's do Rashi, he'll explain it better. So Rashi, so I think that's what Vaita was asking. How can the day in the ninth month count towards the third day of Ziva? It's only 2 days. In the eighth month, she saw the last 2 days. In the ninth month, she saw the first day with labor pain. She didn't have 3 days of Ziva. She had two, and then the third day doesn't count.
3 days of blood, though.
But it was with labor pain. Kisui doesn't metame during Ziva. Right? She's in the days of Ziva. She had labor pain. The first two don't count as labor pain. But the third one does. It's in the ninth month. So Trashi, since most of the 3 days was in the eighth month, Ein Havlad Mitayer, which doesn't help, it doesn't make the woman tahor. So Dina Chad Yayim Abasa Train Bari Zava. So we say that the first day in the ninth month counts as a regular zivus, even though she's in labor pain. But since two of the 3 days were regular zivus and halacha, day three also counts and makes her a zava. That's a chumrah. That's a big chumrah. It's in the ninth month. But since two of the days were in the eighth month and they don't count, so this woman's third day, which is in the ninth month, makes her a zava. We don't say that the labor pain keeps her to her. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is telling us.
Right, so you have two of the three are not labor.
In halacha. So the third one is not labor either in halacha, even though it should be, but it's not. Correct. Let me just finish the next line. Avo. Consciously, I mecha b'saif shmini. She had 1 day of labor pain at the end of the eighth month. Ustayim b'tchilis chi. And two in the beginning of the ninth month. So then, afilu b'saivchi yolda, einzu yoledes b'saiv. Even if she didn't give birth right away, but if she didn't bleed, right? She didn't bleed. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that the labor pain does not have to be next to the birth. She had labor pain at the beginning of the ninth month. And she didn't become a zava because it's labor pain.
She didn't bleed.
And then she didn't bleed afterwards. And she gave birth 3 weeks later.
Okay. That's called
shufi. Right. The Yehuda Shita is that would not make her a zava because it's labor pain. Anything in the ninth month that's labor is labor pain. Halachically. So it's a big kula. We had a machloikas before, a woman that doesn't seem bomb in between her labor pain and her later. Rabbi Yehuda is saying any labor pain in the ninth month cannot make her a zava, regardless if it's next to birth or not next to birth. Now, if she bleeds afterwards, it's a different story. She becomes a zava because of that. But the labor pain blood that comes in the days of labor pain, cannot make her a zava in the ninth month. That's a big kula. Regardless of when the birth takes place. Treat it inside. I will conscious of Yaimecha be Yashem Shmini. Ustayim betchilas chi, lafilu besaif chi, yeletis, einzu yeletis besaif. This is not a yeletis besaif. Rashi. Zot Rashi, lafilu besaif chi yolda. The avagav, the chi kulay besufi, chos mishnei yamim. Even though the rest of the ninth month was quiet, no pain. As long as she doesn't see blood in the days that she had no pain. Since next to the later she had no pain. The original labor pain should not count. The Ksavah Rabbi Yehuda Shapura Gairim, the cipher, the entrance in the ninth month, causes Kalimer, Hachayda Shalchi Gairim Esleida Savlan. The minute she enters the ninth month, she is in the process of giving birth. Regardless whether that pain comes before, came 2 weeks earlier, in the ninth month, whatever pain she has, this is baby pain. Regardless of what happens in between that and the baby's birth. The Mechiayel Habizman Leida, El Kakol Hadamim Shirai Bekuchi, any blood that comes with pain, Ein El Machmas Arlad, Afagam De Kesuvah Vesrayu. Even if she afterwards does not have any pain, but the fact that she had pain sometime in the ninth month means the blood she saw with that pain is not, cannot be a zava.
But then she sees 3 days after no pain, she is a zava.
Yes. Now, filim betchilas she have a vachas the kasavar, you let us latef, you let us namukutoy. Now, Rashi speaks out, this can only work if childbirth can take place anytime during the ninth month. So then you can tell me that the ninth month is a process of birth. But if a woman can't give birth till the end of the ninth month, that means the ninth month is not really processing her birth because she can't give birth another 30 days. This woman can give birth any time during the month, and therefore, as soon as that month enters, she is in childbirth mode, as long as there's pain. And if there's no pain, that's a different story. But I had a pain was 2 weeks earlier. Those 2 days of pain can't count. Yes, that's it.
There's an old rule. Is that the only reason why a woman is given this day is to tell the one day she will not eat? Although I do one of my children actually was born on that day. The other thing is,
I'll react to that in a few lines of Gemara. Now I'm going to ignore it. Yes.
The thing which is striking here is we had this ninth month, meaning both ninth and seventh. Earlier, the Chazanish said that the ninth month and the seventh month also, but it's more difficult here because the Brisa is specifying eighth and ninth, and it would seem that the implication is that at the time of Rabbi Yehuda, the seventh month pregnancy had ceased to exist, as opposed to
You've been busy with the seventh month for the last who knows how long, and the answer to your question is, this is, I'm making it up, like 99% of statistics, which are also just made up. Most women, the overwhelming majority of women throughout history, had 9-month pregnancies, even in the time of Yehuda. Therefore, he deals with the norm, not with the exception. That's why he says 8 and 9. I know that Rabbi Wiener speaks out 7, but I'm interested in what
he does not. What he usually does is he gets around it by saying something like her month of child.
Right, but Rabbi Yehuda was not interested in getting around it because he was talking to the normal woman, regular woman.
The thing which is bothering me, which is fine, I'm much more, I dislike the idea of 7th month births.
But they had 7-month births in the time of Yehuda.
Where I have read the Bible at least once in my life. The thing which bothers me is here the Brisa is specifying a number. And we take
Brisa. Okay, Dr. I'm going to say it one more time. The Brisa talks to the majority. End of story.
Does it apply to the minority?
Yes. But in that light, the Brisa talks to the majority.
I am very uncomfortable.
Okay, that's your problem if you're uncomfortable. I am zero uncomfortable.
Right. If there's blood, you might have it.
Of course, if there's blood without pain, that's not labor pain. That's not labor blood. The ninth month is a cause in itself. It's not necessarily the actual birth. It's the ninth month. It's the entry into the month that creates a physical change in the woman. She's now in the birthing process. Even if she's 3 weeks away from her birth, the pain she has now is birthing pain and will remain birthing pain even if she takes a break in the middle. Frekti Gemara Eini. It's impossible. Meaning, women do not give birth in the middle of the ninth month. Gomer Shmuel. A woman does not get pregnant and give birth. Either 271 days after conception, or I shouldn't say that, go back, 271 after their relationship, or 272 days, or 273 days, right? They don't give birth any other time. Now, in those days, Shmuel is telling you, unlike today, this is Nishtana Teva, amongst the other things that are Nishtana Teva, women had exact due date. And the due date was one of 3 days, 271, 272, or 273. And the reason there are 3 days is because Zera can be conceived within 3 days of the relationship. So really a pregnancy is 270. Either it's 271 if she conceived day one, 272 if she conceived day two, or 273 if that Zera conceived two, because that conception can happen within 3 days of the relationship. So it was an exact pregnancy. There was no part 9 days. So how can you tell me, if Tatan of Yehuda is, that once you enter the ninth month, it's a possible birthing month now? It's not true. Shmuel told us, to Tanya, and Shmuel backed it up. Chassidim Rishayim, lo'ayim Misham Shemitaseyim Elo Bevim Shabbos. Chassidim Rishayim did not have relationships with their wife only on Wednesday. So Yevayu Nishaseyim L'day Chil Shabbos. And the Gemara explains that they didn't have relationships Maitre Shabbos, Sunday night and Monday night. Because if they did, then the birth would be on Shabbos, possibly. Because if they have a relationship on Tuesday night, then 270 days later is Shabbos, 271 days later. And if they give birth, if they had relationships on Monday night, then, I'm sorry, if Tuesday night is Wednesday. If they had relationships on Tuesday, which is Monday night, then 271 is Shabbos. If they have it Sunday night, 272 is Shabbos. If they have it Maitre Shabbos, 273 is Shabbos. Why? Because you divide 271 into 7. 7 into 271 equals, if my math is correct, it's 20, 7 into 227 is 2, is 3.
38.71.
38.71.
7 times 40 is 280, therefore you're
correct. Okay, correct. Whatever it is, that's what it ends up. And the Gemara explains, why can't they have relationships Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night? Besides Tuesday night. They only live with their wives from Tuesday night through Friday night. They did not live 3 nights a week. They did not want their wives to conceive. Right. So that's the kasha. The kasha is, how could you tell me this when the Gemara Shmuel said it's an exact number? That's 9 times 30. And she gives birth on the first day of month 10. How do you get 272? You could conceive day two. And pregnancy starts from conception. But if the Zera didn't conceive in 3 days, remember we said the Zera is Masriach after 3 days. The Kaimel and Ashlishi have a royal Azriah. And for the Gemara, I skipped 2 words, I believe. It's a machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda held women can give birth in the middle of the ninth month, and Shmuel was passing like chassidim rishayim, who stayed away from their wives because they said they don't want chilul Shabbos. Who the Amr Shmuel gamer chassidim? They don't want the chilul Shabbos. So I tailored b'Shabbos v'yitzarech l'chalul asashvi at Shabbos. Now let me explain. Nobody be doing an aveira when they help a woman give birth on Shabbos. It's 100% mutter to kuach nefesh. However, they didn't want to have that, so they wanted to avoid. So they did. It wasn't halachically required. It was their own chumrah. They had a chumrah that they didn't want their wife to conceive and give birth on Shabbos. So 3 nights a week they stayed away from their wife. Now that can only happen if there's an exact pregnancy. Because if there's no exact pregnancy, it's not going to make a difference anyway. So this is a machlokes tanoim.
Are you assuming every month is 30? Who said?
For her personal month, every month is 30. For Bezen's month, it's not true. But for her personal nine-month pregnancy, it's a nine-month pregnancy of 270 days. This is not Bezen's announcement of a month. This is not Rishchodesh Tammuz year. This is her personal nine-month pregnancy. And Chassidim Rishonim and Shmuel, who paskins that way, is saying this is reality. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying it's not. Now, the answer I don't have is Puk Chazi, what happens? And Rabbi Yehuda is telling me it can happen, and Shmuel is saying it can't happen. So I guess you would have to say, is the number of times it happens enough to take it into account? Or is the aberration not considered enough to take into account? I don't know. That seems like the Machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda deals with it, and Shmuel felt it's not a cheshbon. And but I just want to finish a little bit more. Dr. Gemara, Amar Lazutra, my time of the Chassidim Rishonim. What is the reason? The Chassidim Ayitin Hashem Lo Hiroyin. Hashem gave her pregnancy by Rus. Hiroyin, the Gematria Mosin Bishim Mecharavi. Hiroyin is in Gematria 271. Yes, Doctor.
Two things. Number one, you could have started this prize. Support what you said earlier that troubled me that it takes the majority kids because the Chassidim Rishonim seem not to mention Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, and the Shalosh Regalim. The other thing is that...
By the way, there's no Isser Tashmish during Shalosh Regalim Halacha.
I'm aware of that.
Okay, so therefore you can't bring it together with Yom Kippur.
No, I'm talking about refraining from Wednesday and before, so because there's no mention of them not... scheduling their intercourse if they don't give birth on Shalosh Regalim, Yom Kippur, and Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, you mean that? Okay, yes.
The other is that it could very well be understood, like Sota on Tzav Beis HaKadosh, that a tzaddik will never have a wife who's a Sota, but if someone is so punctilious about trying to guard themselves so as to time everything, that the Rabbeinu Shalom won't make them give birth, that is that preparation assists the Rabbeinu Shalom or causes the Rabbeinu Shalom to make sure that they don't give birth on Shabbos.
Again, I will only say that if that was such a fact, that no matter when they had Tashmish, they wouldn't give birth on Shabbos.
They're not taking any...
I hear. Okay, but anyway, Shmuel postulates from that and the woman had that full 9 months.
Yep.
Okay. Shmuel's doctor. Right. Zerklashi, Elamer Vive, the second line, Ahmed Beis. Avaleo Shlishi, which is Tuesday, Monday night. Valeo Shani, which is Sunday night. I know it's confusing for us. Well, Moshe Shabbos, which is Leo Rishon. Loi, the Emes Abra, the Moshe Shabbos. Shema Taylor, the Reish Ayin Gimel. It'll be 273, the Mati B'Shabbos. Venimtza Shabbos, Mischalo. Shenitin Rishos L'chalo, Loi, Mepnei Sakana Skufa. The Tragedy is no Avera. Vehechi Dami, how do you get to 273 being Shabbos? So Rashi does the math. Asay mireish ayin gimel yamim shvuim. Make weeks out of them. Meya yamim shavim bar mitrei yami. 100 is 14 weeks plus 2 days. Mechein lukuf yamim acherim. The second 100 days is another 14 weeks, 2 days. So hari arba yamim oitvim al shvuayim. So now we have 28 weeks plus 4 days. In the first 200 days of pregnancy, the woman had 28 full weeks. Plus 4 days. La'ayin yamim kulam shavim. And 70 days is weeks. That's 10 weeks. So she's at 38 and 4. V'gimu yamim, 10 al dalet ha'itzah. To get to 273, plus the 4, hari shavua, is exactly a week. And if she got pregnant, mitzvah Shabbos, that will end on Shabbos day. V'nimtza v'kibish yitzchilu b'mitzvah Shabbos, nimtza kulam b'Shabbos. That means 273 will be on Shabbos. Rib Nisabra B'Shein, if she got pregnant Sunday night, Loma Yaldul Reish Ayin Beis, the Mati B'Shabbos. 272 will be on Shabbos. Nisabra B'Shlishi, if she got pregnant on Monday night, Loma Yaldul Reish Ayin Aleph, the Mati B'Shabbos. I will be Dalad. These are boys out there in phone land. Yaldul Reish Ayin Aleph, Mati B'Chad B'Shabbos. It'll be on Sunday. Bila Reish Ayin Beis, Mati Betrei B'Shabbos will be on Monday. Bila Reish Ayin Gimel, Mati Betlasa B'Shabbos will be on Tuesday. Al Mekeshvur Sviel Leru.
Just Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday.
What?
Just not Saturday night.
Because that's the ones that can end up with a birth on Shabbos. Practice Gemara, Rashi, I'm still going in Rashi. Mervi B'Suloi, It says that it's a maximum from the statement that they only had Tashmish on Tuesday night. Why? Coach came to me, Abra Meheir, Bavava, Bishabbos. For sure, if she got pregnant on Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, she wouldn't be pregnant. And the answer is immense from Wednesday and on. They only live with their wife from Wednesday and on. They did not live with their wife. I don't know what this noise is. It's a line. I'm not going to do anything about it. Somebody making noise out there? Okay, well, whoever's making noise, please do not make noise. Light the Shabbos Sunday, Monday. I don't know. I thought about that also, and I don't know. I don't know. I mean, halachically, one's not required. Even no matter which way you look, they're not required.
What was the question?
There's machlokes whether pruach nefesh and Shabbos is chutra and chuya. Meaning, is it that you do it, or is it once it's pruach nefesh, you don't have to do it? You want to know that has anything to do with it. I don't know. I answered him, I don't know. By the way, we paskin by Yoledes. Rambam paskin Sutra. Makhloik Yisrach Reinim, how to learn the Rambam. The paskin is the Rambam paskin Sutra by Pekuch Nefesh, but by Yoledes he paskin Tchuyah. So I think the Magen Mishnah says it's a natural sarkana. Meaning, most sarkanas are not, sorry, I don't know what the word is, maybe not natural. Meaning, most sarkanas happen, it's not planned, it's not like we want to. We organize it. We plan it. I'm supposed to use, but so therefore the Rambam treats it differently. It's part of the natural life process. I'm sorry. Yes. What?
The other callers hear that noise.
Does everybody else hear the noise on the line?
Yes, Rabbi, I do. Maybe you should mute the remote listeners when we get all here.
Star 5, I thought. Everybody can unmute themselves by star 5. Yes. Or star 4, I think star 5, yeah.
As I'm sure you know better than I do, but at least 30, 40 years ago, the Poskim were predominantly to Chuyah.
Again, I'm not going to get involved now in this halach. Something in my right.
What if Leo Fila comes out
of the movie? What did Chassidim trying to do?
Kasha.
You want to know what they did?
Yeah.
I don't know. My guess is they didn't have a relationship. Either Mechuyev. So, I'm going to get involved now. I'm getting myself.
They figured it out.
What if the woman's Michael? I mean, there's halachic.
Yeah.
It's not preferable. Especially Mukubalim don't like that at all. But again,
make sure they're right.
I don't know. I'm a Mazutra. I feel a little Mazami, a lettuce, Letitia, and a lettuce, Mukutan. Even according to the Mandyamar, Chsidim Rishainim, Shmuel, that 9 months means a full 9 months. Your lettuce, Lashiva, your lettuce, Mukutan. But in the 7th month, it's not a full 7th month. It can be any time during the 7th month. How does he know that? Tkufais are seasons, which are 3 months apiece, and yamim are days. That means Chana gave birth after 2 seasons and 2 days, the second, third day in the 7th month. If you have tkufais, plural is 2, yamim is 2, so this Chana was pregnant for 2 seasons and 2 days, and then gave birth. It's a raya, miyat tkufais shnayim, miyat yamim shnayim. So she gave birth in the 3rd day of the 3rd season, which is the 3rd day of the 7th month. I'm sorry? Miyat yamim shnayim. The chol mokim shenem, and Rashi tells you a rule. Whenever it says plural without saying a number, you always go to the least number. Because if the Torah wanted more, it would have to tell you. Like somebody owes dollars. The star says, it's more about Matthias. The star says, Reuven owes Shimon dollars. He only owes him $2. Well, maybe he owes him $1,000. Anytime you have a plural number that doesn't specify what the plural is, the rule is Tfasta Maruba, light Tfasta, Tfasta Mua Tfasta. You pick the least number because you're sure the dollars means two. It might mean more, but for sure it doesn't mean less. Whereas any other number might be less or more. Zok Rashi Mir Jamim Shnayim. And Rashi explains this at length. The Chol Mokim Shenemer Yamim Vleinemer Kama. Whatever it says days and it doesn't say how many, Tafas Hamud Biyadcha. Always take the lesser number. Vleyam Ruba. Shemat Laimer Yamim Shleishar above. You'll say three or four. And the Yamim Asara Yikov. I'll say 10 or 100. Kach Shanu Chachamim. Kol Sheshmuay Merubay Shmuay Muetes. Anything that can be understood as a larger number or a smaller number, Tafasta Maruba like Tafasta. If you grab the larger number, you can't prove it. Tafasta Mua Tafasta. You grab the smaller number, it's for sure included. Skilka, Kan Shenema Yamim, doesn't say how many, Mekiva Shenifnas Usnei Yamim, Bechaydish V'yoga. The Torah talked in definite terms. She had Yamim. The only days we can be sure are Yamim is two. Once you get past two, you're not sure. So therefore, the Torah means the lesser number. But, that's the Gemara writer. Reb Yaisi, Reb Shimon, Ein Kushi Yaisi Mebein Shabbosos. Kushi can only be the last 2 words before childbirth. So we have three opinions. Reb Meir said 40 days for a healthy lady, 50 days for a not well lady. Reb Yehuda said, the month, ninth month, and Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Shimon say 2 weeks. Amr Shmuel, my time, my Rabbanah. Where did 2 weeks come from? It's interesting. I don't believe the Gemara ever asked in the mayor, where did you get 50 days? I don't believe the Gemara ever asked the source of the mayor. It asked by Rabbi Yehuda, and it said he holds the ninth month as Gairim, didn't have a pasuk. But the 2 weeks is based on a pasuk. Because it says in the pasuk, V'tameshuayim kididasa. The Torah said, a woman that gives birth is tummy 2 weeks. Remember we asked, why does it say like nidus? Tameshuayim. She's tummy for 2 weeks. She gave birth to a girl, she's tummy 2 weeks. What's kididasa? So we darshaned, kididasa b'loy chizivasa. We dashen there. The childbirth pain does not make her a ziva, right? Mechlau de zivasa tahira. That's how we learned that a woman cannot become a ziva in labor pain. The kama shuayim, but the pasuk says 2 weeks in that pasuk. Now the pasuk is not telling me anything about labor pain directly. It's talking about how long a woman may have the childbirth. But the source that a woman can become a ziva during childbirth pain was because the Torah said kididasa. And the Torah wrote it next to the word 2 weeks. So we say, labor pain can only be 2 weeks. The fact that the limud that the Torah taught us, that a woman cannot become a zava during childbirth pain, came from a pasuk that said the word 2 weeks, we say the Torah is limiting that halacha, that labor pain keeps a woman from becoming a zava, to 2 weeks. Again, you're right. But we made a drasha from the word kinidasa. And the drasha kinidasa told us that a woman who has labor pain cannot become a zava.
Prior.
And in that same pasuk it said the word 2 weeks. Well, I have made that drasha, no. But I'm not chazal. Right. Rashi. Mechlau de zivasa tahira. Mahochi gamina lao kuchi b'mei ziva. This is where we learned it out. Fine. I promised Dr. Braid I would do the Rashi at the end. I'm going to go back to that Rashi in the Amud Aleph, Kesad, which is about 25 lines up the narrow line, to the beginning of the line. It's talking about how you get to 150 without becoming a Zava. Rasa Beis B'loy Eis Nidasa, without the time of Anidas, which means post Nidas. Hayud Aleph Yamim Shalach and Nidasa Sheim Eziva. Those are in the 11 days that you could be a Zava. Ve'ein a Zava Chitim Rem Gumer Ritzufim. She doesn't become a Zava until 3 consecutive. And Rosh Hashanah B'Seifan. She sees day in 11, 10 and 11. She rasa machar when she sees day 12, having pasuk shoni dusa, she became a nida. The einim mitzarif lo leziva, it can't count for zivas. Elat chidus nida haba, it's a nida. The chol shiva ti a nida. For 7 days, she's a nida. Hari test yamim retufim. So we have 9 consecutive days. 2 during the days of the 11 days, and 7 of nida. Ushnaim shalachra nida, shame and yud alav shal yamezav. And then 2 afterwards, which is of these 11. The chol kamad lechaji gimu b'mei ziva, but she didn't have 3 during the days of ziva lehavizava. Hari yud alav retufim. So we're up to 11. 2, 7, and 2 that she didn't become. Then she went into pain. The kachis of chamishim, the chayla. Remember, the mayor said only non-healthy ladies have 50 days of labor pain. Healthy ladies only have 40, but we want 50, so we say she's not a well lady. We said earlier that a non-healthy woman has 50 days. Hari tzamach aleph. So 11 and 50 equals 61. Well, beyond tzamach aleph yolda, she gave birth on that day, the keva girl. She now has 80 days that either it's imtam leida or it's gamtara. Shein ezava. Be'echad ishmainim habitchilas nida. The 81st day, which is day 141, starts nidas. She had 61 before birth, 80 after birth is 141, and now she starts nidas. So if she sees 7, that's 148. Ushnai shalachra nida. 2 days afterwards, which doesn't make her a Zava. The tip strike, and then she stops seeing. This woman saw blood 150 days consecutively, not a whole day, part a day, every day. She will not become a Zava. Hari Rasa Kufnun Ratsuvim, Vein a Zava. She saw 150 consecutive, she's not a Zava. Avim Tiri Yaisa Ava Zava, the Avale Gimulach Anita. If 151 would make her a Zava. This is the 50 of labor. In Cain, the Kukash Vishmainim Shanakeva, the Gemara asked, so she can have a miscarriage in between and it can continue on. Yes, Makshalayla. She can be in labor pain forever, Venizava. Then Tavelas Yudal Shanakeva. She went to the mikvah the night of the 14th. Umisabaris, and she became pregnant during her days of Tara. Ulubisai Shmainim Shivalanida. At the end of 80, she has 7 of Nida, Ushnaim Lacha Nida. Then she started going to labor for the second pregnancy. Umekasha Lachamisha.
Leading
to her pregnancy. Right. This can stretch on for the rest of her life. She becomes pregnant, goes into labor pain on day 151 for 50 days. Another girl, miscarriage of a girl. Another 80 days. Another labor pain. Another 80 days, 50 days, another 80 days, go on forever. So the answer is, Amar Lem Rameir, my die taiko b'shem nefalim, you're worried about miscarriages, ain kuchi l'nefalim, ain ha-nefel matar kisuyav. Nefel does not matar the labor. The labor of a nefel doesn't make a difference in halacha. Anan, b'vlad isli kuchi kaminan, we only meant by viable babies, because non-viable babies don't have that look of kushi. So therefore, after 150, she can't avoid being a Zava.
We only know retroactively, though, right? Because
what do you mean?
Because
yes, she can't be a viable baby if she became if she goes into labor after 80 days after the first birth. It can't be. How old is the baby?
Not enough
of a pregnancy. Even today, they can't save a 2-month-old baby.
Yeah, so, yeah, 50 days that you are prior of your mother.